Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to talk to Wissota late model driver Gavin Terrace. We're also going to hear from Kelly Payton from Arrow Racing Wheels, Doug Johnson from Huset Speedway, and we'll also hear from Todd Novak from the Montgomery, Minnesota Napa Auto Parts store, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. For over 20 years, Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord, Minnesota has provided everything to modernize and improve your hot rod's performance. Hot Rod Hardware is your specialty aftermarket auto parts go-to solution. From radiators and brakes to suspension, handling, and power. From the drag strip to the street, dirt track to cruise nights, Hot Rod Hardware is your family-owned solution. Check us out at hotrodhardware.com or just call the guys at 507-527-1020. Or as they say, no robots, just real people.
Did you know high temperatures impact the lifespan of a vehicle's battery more than the cold? If you're feeling the heat this summer, it might be time to replace yours. And this month, when you stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store or shop Napa online, you can get a $25 Visa card with the purchase of a AAA premium battery or $20 card with the purchase of a Napa Legend or Legend premium battery. Napa has quality parts you need to keep you moving all year long. Offer ends 7/31/2023 or while supplies last. See store for details and visit NapaRebates.com to learn more. Napa, a proud sponsor of the Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Steve from Kohl's Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Kohl's Electric can help. Kohl's Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and Northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Kohl's Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at kohlselectric.com or call us at 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Hi, this is Dave Eason from Hardy Lubricants and Chemicals, your VP race gas distributor. You are listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to be joined by late model driver Gavin Terrace. And Gavin, you started your racing career in karts at Thunder Hill Raceway. What are your favorite memories of your karting days?
It was just me and my dad as a young kid, and it was fun just going to different tracks with him, and ever since then, just in karts and slingshots at the little tracks at Mississippi Thunder and Deer Creek. It was always me and him. We've just made a lot of good memories, and still doing it today, making good memories.
Thunder Hills Raceway is an impressive little track, and what's really neat is my buddy's actually taking his Badger Midget Series car up there and running on that track with a 350 horsepower midget. That would be fun to race on that track.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool track. I've only raced there one or two times. I started there, but I got out of the carts pretty quickly and went to a slingshot. But yeah, it's a pretty cool little track, and it'll be interesting to see how those things race on it.
Growing up in New Richmond, Wisconsin, Cedar Lake Speedway must have been a huge influence on your life.
Yeah, it was, especially with my grandpa. When I was first growing up, he still was in the last few years racing his modified there, so I was watching him, and then obviously watching Lance because my dad used to pit crew for him, and then my cousin started racing there in a sprint car, so it's always been a family affair there, and pretty cool that I'm able to race there now.
And it's pretty cool I just got to watch Lance at the Gopher 50.
Yeah, he's still racing. He's getting up there in age, but he's still racing, and it's pretty cool the few times a year that I get to race with him. It's pretty cool for me and my dad.
We first saw you race at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in the Outlaw Mini Mod Series. That was a great group of guys to run with.
Yeah, there was a lot of good guys, and it was a competitive series. Only ran the Mini Mod for 1 year, but we had some pretty good success in it, and it was a lot of fun and learned a lot that I still can apply to the big cars today.
Speaking of big cars, when did you decide to make the move to the USRA Late Model Series? That series is really growing right now.
Yeah, me and my dad kind of just found a good deal on a car, and he's just asked, he's like, well, you want to go big car race now? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to turn that down. So we got that, and we just slowly put it together for a year and then started making my first laps as soon as I was old enough.
I think what everybody's mentioned to me about that series is the affordability. How many late model chassis are around that you can definitely put a motor in and get into that series pretty economically right now?
Yeah, it definitely helps for just a local guy that wants to get into late model racing. And I think you see it also helping the big late models. There's about three or four of us now that were in the USRA class that have now moved up into the big late models. So that is also pretty cool.
It's neat watching your transition from karts, then to the mini mods, then to the USRA late model series, and now into the full-size late models. And yeah, to see people progress through those different levels of racing, it's always nice to see them when they get to the top.
Yeah, it is cool, and it's a lot of hard work that goes into it, but it's definitely rewarding when you get success. And you know, we haven't found much success yet in the Wissota late model, but we'll keep working hard, and I think we'll get there.
Your dad has been a huge influence on your racing career, and I'm sure a lot of the kids you go to school with don't even know how to change a set of spark plugs or to work on your own car, and that comes from time in the race shop.
Yeah, it does. There's definitely a lot of bonding that goes on in the shop. It's a lot of hard work that definitely goes into it that a lot of people don't know about. Just me and my dad, we don't have any other crew members that really come over and help. So definitely a lot of hours, but it makes it definitely more satisfying when we run well.
What is your memory of the first time when you went from the mini mod to the full-size USRA late model and they pushed you off on the track? What was the biggest difference you noticed right away?
Oh, just the car. It feels like you're in a boat, how big the car is compared to that mini mod. It's a little small thing, and the late models are obviously pretty big, full-fendered car. So just how big it was when you first got on the track and how big the track felt. And it was just a lot to get used to, but now it just seems like every other day when you get in it.
What is your favorite memory from your USRA late model career?
My favorite memory is definitely winning the Legendary 100. I think it was back in 2021. Made a pass with only like five, ten laps to go, and went on to win that race. And the cool thing about it was the same night my cousin won the main feature for the wing sprint cars, and we actually got a picture in victory lane of both of our families together, and that was definitely a special night for everybody.
On top of all the racing you do, you also play baseball for the New Richmond Tigers baseball team. What a great experience that has to be part of that team.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to do both, but it's definitely fun just playing baseball with your buddies and then also racing with my family and that. It's just a lot of different people and a lot of fun experiences you get over the course of the year.
And speaking of experiences, you're also the pitcher, and you have also done some traveling with your summer baseball team. You actually went all the way down to Georgia.
Yeah, I play that in the fall, and we do quite a few traveling tournaments, and it's pretty fun to play, and you play against a lot of good players, and some of them already committed to Division I colleges, which is pretty cool, and just even more than experience I was talking about that you gain and memories that you cherish forever.
You have now made the move to a Wissota late model. What is it like getting out in a track with legends like Pat Doerr, Lance Matthews, and guys you grew up watching, and now you get to run door to door with them every Saturday night?
It's definitely a cool and surreal feeling when you're out there with them after watching them all these years, but it's also frustrating because they're really good, and it's been taking us a while to catch up to them.
Currently, you have run 6 SLMR late model events this year. What changes do you have to make to your Wissota late model to be able to run with the SLMR series?
Pretty much everything's the same. We just have to add a little bit of weight on the front end of our car to meet their rules, but it really isn't that big of a deal, and we've been having a lot of fun going down and racing with them down in Iowa.
We've seen you run your late model at Hamilton County Speedway in Webster City, Iowa. So far, that track has provided some ups and downs for your racing team.
Yeah, it's a half-mile track, which is really the only half-mile I've raced at, and it's a lot different, but we really had a lot of speed there. Just the last time we were there, fortunately, we got caught up in a wreck, but the other times we've had some really good runs and won a few heats and been competitive in the features, so I think we're looking forward to going back later this year, hopefully.
One of the guys mentioned to me you can really feel where the haulers come across the front stretch when you come out of turn one. You kind of get that lump in your throat when you go over that spot, and if you're not prepared for it, it can catch you.
Yeah, you definitely get going pretty fast, and it definitely is a fun track, and it's a little bit different than anywhere else you race. It definitely keeps you on your toes when you're racing.
And you don't want to go into turn one too deep, or you're going up over the wall and taking a tour down there.
Yeah, they took out the wall. I think they took out the wall all the way around nearly the middle of last year, and they said it's made the track a lot better. And yeah, it is definitely a little sketchy, but that's why we're racing.
The first time you ever ran time trials, being out there on the track alone and trying to run your absolute best lap, what was that like the first time?
Oh, it's definitely, it gets in your head a little bit, knowing that, like, if you make a little mistake, you're going to be in the back and your night's kind of messed up from there. But it also is really fun just to try to get the most out of your car that you can and go as fast as possible.
You also got to be thinking in the back of your head, just don't loop it in front of a grandstand full of people out here by myself.
Yeah, you do a little bit, but you also got to have confidence and trust the work that you put in the shop and just trust in everything that you got going on.
Speaking of racing in Iowa, you've also raced at one of Iowa's legendary tracks, the Dubuque Fairgrounds track. What was that experience like?
Oh, that was a cool track, and it was definitely something different. That was a little bit bigger track with different dirt. It was definitely cool. I think we qualified good, but hit the wall in the heat, which kind of messed us up, but still had a good time there, and it was definitely just cool to hit up another different track that was fun to race that with the SLMR guys.
One of my favorite tracks, and probably one of the most historic around here, Thursday, June 22nd, the SLMR series hit the famed Howard County Fairgrounds in Cresco, Iowa. That track has so much racing history. What were your thoughts on your first time there?
Oh, it was definitely cool to be a part of a fair race, and the fans definitely packed the place, and it was definitely a fast track with different clay. The clay was like gray bluish and definitely different than we've ever been on, but I had a lot of fun there, and it was cool to be a part of a fair race.
On a local level, who is one of your favorite late model drivers in this area and why?
I'd probably say Lance, just because my dad pitted for him growing up, and just I've always looked up to him, and we've always just been pitted next to each other, hanging out, and he's just been a great influence on me.
On a national level, World Outlaw late models, Lucas Oil late models, is there a driver that you're a huge fan of?
I like watching Brandon Overton just because he has a similar driving style to me, I feel like, where he mostly runs the middle, bottom part of the racetrack, kind of like how I am right now. Trying to get better on the top, but I'm not quite that good up there yet. So I just like watching him to see what he does and try to learn from him.
Yeah, at the Gopher 50, Big Sexy was coming on about a quarter way into the race, and then all of a sudden the bottom seemed to go away and he kind of stayed put, but he is a great driver.
Yeah, he is. That Go for 50 was a cool race. One of the closest finishes I think I've ever seen in history.
Yeah, when you talk about 2/1,000ths of a second at the flag stand after a 75-lap race, that is amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to even draw a picture that close together, and you couldn't really make up a story any closer than that.
Last fall, you attended the Wissota late model race at KRA Speedway in Wilmer. You seem to enjoy traveling and the experience of trying out new tracks and new places.
Yeah, it is cool, and it just makes it a little bit more fun to go into different places, and it just gives you a little bit more of an open mind when you race, and just cool to race against different people and see a bunch of different fans, and that's what makes dirt late model racing so fun.
And also the challenge of being able to learn the track, learn the lines, and also try some new setups, where if you raced at the same track every week, you would never really change the car that much.
Yeah, racing at different tracks and having to adapt to that with setup and just driving-wise definitely makes you better and hopefully improves us for when we do come back and race around home.
I know when we go to Cedar Lake Speedway, you got to have a cheeseburger and you've got to have some cheese curds. Your favorite track food that you've discovered in your travels so far?
Probably the Cedar Lake cheese curds. I got to get one about every time I go there, which is about every weekend, and they just never get old.
The neat thing about you as a young driver, and I'm sure you've learned some of this from Lance, you are very aware of the history of the sport, and actually during some of your travels, you stop off at some of the museums. What's your favorite stop you've made so far?
I just like visiting all the tracks and just going around, walking around them, and just listening to old stories that my dad has about it, or Lance has about it, or just Grandpa Kevin has about it, just about any stories they have. I just like listening to those and seeing if I can make some more stories there.
The Masters, the legendary 100, some of the biggest late model races in the entire region happen virtually right in your backyard at your home track. That has to be pretty exciting for you. What are your plans for this year? What are your goals?
Our goals are mainly just to make all the races at Cedar Lake and try to just be competitive and hopefully get a few top tens. But just very fortunate to be able to win the Masters and Legendary, both in the Limited in the same year a few years ago. But now we're just slowly on a path trying to win those one day in Wissota late model.
That is an amazing accomplishment to have already in your young racing career, and it might take you a little while to achieve it, but I bet you can get both of them in a year again, coming soon.
Yeah, that's the goal. We got a long ways to go, but we're not going to give up, and we'll keep giving it our all until we hopefully get there one day.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, I don't know. I like watching Days of Thunder. That's a pretty good movie, and just seems like every time you watch it, it's just as funny as the first time.
Who helps you out as far as sponsorship on the car?
We got a lot of good ones to thank. Detail Company, Construction, K2 Builders, Various Scrap Metal, A&G Auto. Also got to thank my mom, my dad, Grandpa, all of our family, V-Brock Performance, Mosell Homes, Weir's Machine, Yagi Transportation, Whiplash Signs and Graphics, and everybody else.
Who helps you out at the track, and who helps you out in the shop?
All it is me and my dad, and we work as hard as we can to make every race and put a lot of hours in at the shop, and just got to thank him for all he does for me and basically funds our entire program, so just got to thank him for believing in me and working with me through all these years.
Are you planning on making a tow out to the Silver Dollar Nationals at Huset Speedway?
I don't think we'll be making the tow out there this year, but maybe some years in the future.
Are there any of the other late model specials on the agenda that you're going to run between now and the end of the season?
We'll definitely be hitting the Nationals at Cedar Lake and Legendary 100, as well as some more SLMR races. I think they race against that again at Webster City, so probably hit that up again, and kind of just wherever the schedule falls with baseball and everything else we got going on. So We'll see. We don't really have a schedule set in stone, but we'd like to hit as many as we can.
It's kind of nice seeing your schedule, a little baseball, a little racing.
We work as hard as we can to do good at both.
Well, it's kind of nice to have an open schedule where you're not running 100% and then missing baseball or vice versa.
Yeah, it is, and it just allows you, if you need a week off, to go through your card or just kind of reset. You can take that, and if you want to keep racing, you can do that. It leaves a lot of options open for you over the course of the season.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you at Cedar Lake and down at Webster City. I'm sure that'll be a great night for you, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show. I know you got a baseball game tonight, so there's always something going on. It's a busy time of year for you, so thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I appreciate it.
Packaging the impossible inside the possible through service, quality, and expertise. Hi, this is Holly, the new general manager at Foamcraft Packaging. We are your foam and wood packaging experts in Minnesota. If you are a business owner or in charge of your packaging, we want to talk to you. We specialize in designing and manufacturing wood crates, pallets, and foam inserts, and are here to help keep your products protected in transit. We are here to help you. Visit us at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Rhino Ag Equipment is used in agriculture, commercial or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. With 0% financing for 48 months for qualified buyers, now is the time to take home a Rhino. Find a Rhino Ag dealer near you at rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Kelly Payton from Arrow Racing Wheels. And Kelly, we just attended the 44th annual Go for 50 last Saturday night, and I cannot believe how much abuse a race wheel can take and still hold air. The cushion had completely gone away, and those modifieds and late models were banging off the wall coming out of turn four, and I only seen one rim or tire fail.
Yeah, you know, we pride ourselves in the fact that our wheels are strong, but also incorporate a really good safety bead, knife edge. You can grab it with your fingernail. And even with a little bit of contact, I've seen tires stay over that bead and keep air, allowing racers to finish a race, win a race, however it may be. But they're definitely a strong-made wheel, effective wheel. And the purpose for our wheels is to keep our racers on the track, any track.
Have any racers ever sent you pictures over the years in Victory Lane when they've won a big race and said thank you for our wheel holding together?
We actually have a wheel in our showroom from the Super Nationals. It was John Logue. He had a wheel get bent up very, very, very early on in the race. He ended up winning that race that year, the big show at the Super Nationals. So he sent us the wheel showing the damage and the fact that he didn't lose air, at least enough air to make him go off the track. So, yep, definitely hear that quite a bit. We also hear that sometimes they're a little bit hard to mount because of that, but once you get that baby on, it's not coming off.
When you think back about the history of racing in Iowa all the way back to the early 1900s and how much racing is thriving in the state of Iowa, where other places in the country it is not, and you also think about all the businesses that have spawned out of the racing industry, to be involved in the sport of racing and dedicate as much time and effort as you do to product and customer service, you really have to have a passion for the sport to do this.
Yeah, we definitely do. And I can obviously speak for myself, but for everybody here at Arrow Racewheels, it's important for us to make sure that this industry succeeds. And the industry has succeeded in tough times and in great times. I think at one point when I worked for Hawkeye Racing News, I was doing research and Iowa had the most tracks per capita in the entire United States. I mean, a while ago, and actually even now, you can still race almost four times a week within a two-hour radius, at least in our area, which is important because grassroots is the reason why this industry succeeds. The weekly racing, the support of the weekly racing is important for us to keep going 20 to 30 years down the road.
Pat Fagan brought up a very good point a couple of weeks ago. As far as racers go, virtually everything else that they purchase is going up in price, from gas to groceries to anything they need for the car. So when they're looking for something to purchase for the car, they want something that's going to hold up and stand up, because a lot of times they're not able to afford a bunch of spares.
Yeah, Pat's exactly right. He hit it on the nail there. And really the last 4 years has been a true test to that whole situation, because with the, you know, the rising cost of raw material, you know, the past 2 to 3 years, us as manufacturers had to take some pretty big increases to make sure that, you know, we were open for the long haul. Now, that being said, once those kind of plateaued or went down a little bit, we were able to decrease it a little bit and help the racers out. So, yes, it's twofold. I mean, obviously, you got to be able to live. You can't spend all your money on your race car, although racers do like to do that. But paying the money for something that's going to last and be of good quality seems to be more important right now than finding the best deal out there. Fortunately enough, Arrow Racewheels, we're very in line when it comes to our retail pricing, and our distributors do an awesome job making sure that they have tons of wheels on their shelves and getting them shipped quickly, sometimes same day, sometimes if you order, you can race the next day, that sort of thing. So we have a very, very good dynamic when it comes to that, making sure that the racers have what they need, when they need it, and at an affordable price.
The Midwest Motorsports Expo last winter in Rochester, those events are great opportunities to meet your customers that maybe you've only talked to on the phone or via email, and actually get some great feedback on how everything's performing out in the field directly.
It's even more exciting for us because we don't sell direct. So although we do talk to the end user quite a bit, we don't necessarily have the relationships with them that our distributors do. So for myself to attend that show, it was exciting because I got to meet a lot of WSOTA drivers and some IMCA drivers as well. And come to find out that they were excited about things that I wasn't really sure that they would be excited about. Like flat black was a big push up at that show. Everybody loved the flat black. So yeah, it's exciting to be able to get face to face with our racers and talk to them about what works and what doesn't work.
And speaking of those colors, that's what really drew me to your products. The drivers that pull out on the track and have these beautiful colored rims really attract attention to themselves, their sponsors, and your wheels. The chrome pink is a really cool new addition.
It is. And it's a very popular new addition. You see them more and more, and whoever says men don't like pink are crazy, right? Because I've seen pink race wheels on plenty of guys' cars out there, girls too, so I shouldn't leave them out. But yeah, I think the biggest thing for any sponsor that's going to put money into a race program is making sure that that car looks nice. And when you have something that pops like that as they go around the track, that's a big deal for a sponsor. They want to be able to be tied to something that looks professional and performs professionally. So we're happy we're able to offer that many colors. We're actually doing some improvements in-house to make sure our chrome and color chrome is getting better and better each day. So it's a continuing improvement process for us. And hopefully, although our distributors won't be the happiest about it, we might introduce some additional colors down the line. But at this point, I think we have a very good variety, and we cover quite a bit of wrap colors out there with the colors that we offer.
The turnaround on getting aero racing wheels is amazing with your dealer network.
Again, our distributor network is amazing, and I cannot thank them enough for all the hard work they put into moving our line. There's even distributors out there that are stocking some of these colors in the most popular sizes. We're stocking some of the colors in the most popular sizes. If it's something specialty that neither our distributors nor Aero stocks, yeah, it takes about 4 weeks to get it out the door, sometimes a little quicker, but most of the people that are wanting those specialty colors are definitely planning ahead, so the turnaround time doesn't seem to be a huge deterrence for them to buy them.
Any fishing trips planned before the end of the season?
Well, I go fishing every June, so my major fishing trip is already done, but we obviously have a boat and are out in the lake, and we try to get out there as much as possible. So far this year, we've been out quite a bit. We've actually taken the boat out and done some tubing with our 15-year-old son as well, so definitely able to enjoy ourselves on those long holiday weekends, but nothing big coming up here. Just a lot of racing. We'll be down at the Super Nationals here in a couple months and PRI in December, and hopefully a couple shows or trade shows in between there as well.
Well, I hope to see you at the Midwest Motorsports Expo this winter.
You bet, yep.
If they would like more information on aero racing wheels, what's the best way to do that, Kelly?
Obviously, our website is the quickest and easiest way to find us at aeroracewheels.com. Everybody's always welcome to call in on our 800 number, 800-996-8852 or 888-895-AERO. We'd love to talk to everybody whenever we can. We'd love to be able to help people out with part numbers so they can get with a distributor right away, get that wheel ordered, and get it at their doorstep.
Kelly, thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you for having me.
Midwest Collision. You're Bantam, we Bantam. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 42 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault, 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision.
Fast shafts, drive shafts are used by Jake Tim, Tom Berry Jr., Derek Ramirez, Kyle Strickler, Jonathan Davenport, Derek Green, Dalen Murdy, and more. And they currently build drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Fast shafts is also a longtime title sponsor of the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals and support a number of competitive series nationwide. Buy directly from Fast Shafts or from their network of dealers. Shipping daily across the country or worldwide. See fastshafts.com.
Do you know what many top race car teams use for small radiator leaks? It's Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak, effective insurance that keeps them in the middle of competition. Proven under the toughest racing conditions, and it works the same way in your car. Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak stops leaks in radiators and blocks sealing the leak while you drive, and it won't clog the cooling system. It mixes with all antifreeze and coolants. Take the advice of top race teams. Use Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak.
See our display at Runnings.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is the only museum in the world that's solely dedicated to sprint car racing. Located in Knoxville, Iowa, next to the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open year-round for race fans to come in and learn more about sprint car racing. You'll see 30 to 35 race cars on display that are constantly changing throughout the year. In addition, you'll find memorabilia, historic race shops, and racing videos inside the museum next to the sprint cars. There's a racing movie theater on the museum's second floor, all of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees' plaques and stories on display, a panoramic view of Knoxville Raceway, and the world's largest sprint car retail store, all at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pinion-in-the-seat feeling of a big-block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Extreme! Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Johnson, promoter at Huset Speedway. And Doug, Saturday, July 1st, I had late model driver and SLMR promoter Joe Kosiski on The Dirt Show, and he is pretty excited to pass the Silver Dollar Nationals and pass the torch on to Huset Speedway.
Well, we're excited to have the Silver Dollar Nationals come to Huset. You know, we've been talking to Joe and his family for probably a year and a half, almost 2 years now. Once we knew what was happening with I-80 and what was going on down there, we definitely put our hat into the ring to try and to get that race up here to Huset Speedway. And, you know, we're really excited to continue that tradition of the Silver Dollar Nationals, you know, at Huset, and especially with the Lucas Oil Late Metal Dirt Series. Really looking forward to it. We had them here for the first time last year, you know, on a Tuesday night before the Silver Dollar Nationals, and they put on an incredible show. And really looking forward to three big nights of super late model race with those guys this year as well.
The event kicks off on Wednesday, July 19th, with the Tri-State Late Model Series. What a great group of guys that is. And then also the IMCA Stock Cars Dirt Crown Series, and both of those will be running for some great purses that night.
Yeah, they really will. You know, the IMCA stock cars will be $3,000 to win, and then we also have a makeup from the Ben Nordoff Memorial, which took place on Memorial Day, so we've got a makeup feature for them, which is part of the Tri-State Late Model Series. That's $6,000 to win, and then they've just increased their payout for their normal show on Wednesday night to $4,000 to win, so somebody could walk out of here with $10,000 paycheck possibly with the Tri-State Late Models there on Wednesday night. So, you know, some big money on the line, and, you know, we're expecting a big field of cars that Wednesday night to kick off the Silver Dollar Nationals.
Then Thursday, the 20th through Saturday, July 22nd, the SLMR and the Lucas Oil Late Model Series invade the track for three great nights of racing, and you've also got some huge money up for grabs each one of those nights.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Thursday night show is just a standalone Lucas show, 12,000 win complete show. And then Friday we come back with qualifying heat races for them and then a complete show with a SLMR late models. And each Friday and Saturday night, those guys are racing for $5,000 to win. And then on Saturday night, you know, the championship for the Silver Dollar Nationals, Lucas Oil Cars will be racing for $53,000 to win. So a lot of money on the line over the weekend. I think we're over $350,000 in total payout for all 4 days. So, you know, like I said, we're expecting a big field of cars and looking for a great crowd here. We're taking that Sunday off because that is actually a rain date for the Silver Dollar Nationals. We did not put a race on the schedule that night just because of the fact that we want to make sure that we get the Silver Dollar Nationals in. So that Sunday night will be a rain date for the Silver Dollar Nationals.
That's great information to know. Best way to find out tickets, lodging, or any other information about coming to the area?
The best way is just to go to our website, HoustonSpeedway.com. Fans can still purchase tickets. We still have a few campsites left for the four-day event, not very many. So if you're looking to get a campsite, you can book that right online as well. But I wouldn't wait very long because they're about gone. But like I said, fans can get tickets online. We got four-day passes, three-day passes, two-day passes, or you can still buy your tickets at the gate when you get here as well.
Doug, thanks for your time. I know you're a busy guy, and thank you for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks a lot, Clayne.
Big jobs on big properties demand a big side-by-side. A side-by-side like the first ever Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew. This flagship model delivers serious power and performance where you need it most. Even more, it offers best-in-class comfort for six occupants with backseat legroom beyond compare. As for build quality, well, let the Honda name speak for itself. Head to Trimble's in Austin, Minnesota and see the all-new Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew today. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. Racer owner Ben Bainey and racer Travis Underdahl service the entire Cowes listening area. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today at 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Bulldog Coatings specializes in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as 1 day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota or Zering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Todd Novak from the Montgomery Napa Auto Parts Store. And Todd, it's the height of summer right now, July, and I know Napa always has some great specials. What are some of the items that stand out for the month of July?
Well, for the month of July, as always, it seems, we have oil on sale. Oil is always a big hit. Full synthetic oil right now, a 5-quart jug is like $22.99, which is a pretty decent price, as well as the quarts are on sale as well. The other thing is batteries. We've got a rebate on batteries going on right now, which is up to $25, which helps out a lot. And in the flyer, we also have various tools on sale, tool sets, and our new line of Copper Fit work gear. There's different back braces, there's elbow braces, insoles, socks, a whole line, which we're selling a lot of, which is kind of hard to keep in stock and hard to get, it seems, because it's been so popular. And then cleaning supplies, interior car care cleaning supplies, car care stuff, waxes, that's all on sale right now. It's the season, I guess. People are going to car shows and that kind of thing going on right now.
And speaking of car shows, one of the biggest events right in your town is coming in July, and your Napa store is heavily involved.
Yes, we sponsor the whole event, actually. It's a four-day event. It starts on Thursday and goes through Sunday. The date on the car show is July 29th on Saturday. It's gotten to be very, very big, called the Classic Car Show. So there will be between 300 to 500 cars that show up, fills up our whole main street, a real good turnout. And then, of course, we got our Grand Day Parade on Sunday that starts at noon. The parade, of course, would be Sunday the next day on July 30th. This event has been going on since 1929, so this is our 89th annual event. And it sounds like the very first event, there was close to 6,000 people that showed up for the very first event in 1929. So it was huge back then. And it's called the Montgomery Klotschke Day Celebration. And if people don't know what a klotschke actually is, it's a fruit-filled bun, basically, a dinner roll that's got various different fillings inside the middle of it. There can be poppy seed, apricot, apple, prune, blueberry, or raspberry, which there's an open face type bun, and then they actually started to do a closed face bun where the bun is wrapped over the fruit so it doesn't get all over the place and get messy.
And for those who have not had one, I am a huge fan of the poppy seed myself.
that's a good choice. It's very popular, and prune is really popular. I'm kind of a raspberry fan myself, or blueberry fan.
And Todd, we also have to talk about a huge award you just received. We talk about the Napa store employees and the Napa store owners and how they stand out from everybody else, and you just got recognized nationally.
Yeah, it was a big surprise to me. I won the local distribution center out of Owatonna, and there's 52 across the country, and everybody gets chosen by one of their distribution centers. And then after that, there's 6,000, over 6,000 stores involved in it too. And by chance, I got drawn as far as the local one, and then it went nationally, and I ended up winning the national award, which, I don't know, kind of hits me because it's not just me, it's my employees. I've got a great staff, and they deserve as much credit as I do on this, because I wouldn't have won it without them, that's for sure. And, of course, my customer base. So I won a Bristol race, a NASCAR race. I could choose wherever I wanted to go, and we decided to go with Bristol. My wife and I, pretty VIP-type honors, I guess, is supposedly what's going to happen. And along with that race that we had achieved, I guess I could say, we got $5,000 cash and a ring, almost like a Super Bowl-type ring for, in automotive terms, that, and a big, nice plaque. And, of course, all the honors that go along with it, which I've been, like I said, very, very surprised. Very happy to get it.
Todd, thanks for all you do in Montgomery at the Montgomery Napa Auto Parts Store. And congratulations on the national award. And thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Okay, that sounds real good. Thanks for having me.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa was racing last Thursday night, July 6th, in the Modifieds, Jeremy Mills, in the Stock Cars, Kevin Opai, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf, in the Hobby Stocks, Mike Smith, and in the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson. KRA Speedway in Wilmer was also racing last Thursday night, July 6th, in the Pier Stocks, Sophie Anderson, in the Modifieds, Shane Sabraski, in the Midwest Modifieds, Jason Vertuba, in the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden, in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski, in the Street Stocks, Austin Hammer, and in the Hornets, Peter Martin. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was racing last Friday night, July 7th, in the Modifieds, Jeremy Mills, in the Sport Mods, Jeremiah Reed, in the Stock Cars, Kelly Shryock, in the Hobby Stocks, Josh Seidels, and in the Sport Compacts, Matt Miller. Worthington Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 8th, in the Bombers, Chris Hoglin, in the Outlaw Mini Mods, Brandon Van Klompenberg, in the Hobby Stocks, Jaden Strandberg, in the Modifieds, Dylan Ricks, in the Sport Mods, Braden Ehlers, in the Sport Compacts, Jason Bolt, and in the Stock Cars, Justin Lunenberg. Arlington Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, July 8th, in the Hobby Stock A Main, Corey Probst, in the Sport Compacts, Dale Gatton, in the Outlaw Hobby Division, Dakota Robinson, in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf, in the Race Saver Sprints, Matt Johnson, in the Stock Cars, Kurt Lund, and in the Modifieds, Clint Hattelstead. Madison Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 8th, in the Pier Stocks, Sophie Anderson, in the Gen X Late Models, Chris Wilkie, in the Hornets, Justin Earp, in the Midwest Modifieds, Jamie Thorstead, in the Modifieds, Tyler Peterson, in the Street Stocks, Colton Brower, and in the Super Stocks, Corey Elward. Ogilvie Raceway was racing last Saturday night, July 8th, in the Modified A-Main, Dave Kane, in the Midwest Modifieds, Zach Benson, in the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden, in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski, in the Street Stocks, Keith Torval, in the Hornets, Alex Adderman. The Deer Creek Speedway Knapp Auto Parts Gopher 50 started last Thursday night, July 6th, opening night in the 25-lap late model A-Main, Devin Moran. In the Modifieds, it was Jim Chisholm. Night 2 of the Napa Gopher 50, Thursday night, July 7th, in the late model 25-lap A-Main, Chris Madden. In the Modifieds, Lucas Schott. And Saturday night, July 8th, the finale of the 2023 Napa Auto Parts Gopher 50, 75-lap A-Main, in front of the largest crowd in the 28-year Deer Creek Speedway history, was Bobby Pierce by 2/1000ths of a second, and in the Modifieds, it was Jim Chisholm. Viking Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 8th, in the Short Trackers, Cole Kempson, in the Midwest Modifieds, Ron Sauer, in the Modifieds, Brady Gertis, in the Street Stocks, Braden Brower, and in the Super Stocks, Brian Hellerman. Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa was racing last Saturday night, July 8th, in the 410 Wing Sprint Car 25-lap A-Main, Brian Brown picks up $6,000. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, it was Chase Randall, and in the Pro Series Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Mike Mayberry. Granite City Motor Park was racing last Sunday night, July 9th, in the Street Stock A-Main, Ty Agan, in the Hornets, Joseph Wilbert, in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski, in the Midwest Modifieds, Landon Rant, in the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden, and in the Modifieds, Don Eichens. Huset Speedway was racing last Sunday night, July 9th, in the 410 Winged Outlaw Sprint Cars, Christopher Thram in the Race Saver Sprints, Dylan Bickett, and in the late model street stocks, J.J. Zebel. Mason City Motor Speedway was racing last Sunday night, July 9th, in the modified A-Main, Al Haina, in the stock cars, Josh Seaman, in the USRA B-Mods, Brandon Hare, in the hobby stocks, Colby Gappell, in the outlaw mini-mods, Ben Krause, and in the dirt late model, A-Main, CJ Horn.
Cusid Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota brings you the $53,000 to win Silver Dollar Nationals presented by My Race Pass for four big nights of late model dirt action July 19th through the 22nd as the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series invades Cusid Speedway for an all-out battle for the $53,000 top prize. Go to CusidSpeedway.com for tickets or buy them at the gate. Multi-day packages and single night tickets available. It's the Silver Dollar Nationals presented by My Race Pass for the first time ever at Houston Speedway. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.